Unit 1. Listening, Part 2. Exercise 1. For each question, choose the correct answer. 1. You will hear a mother and her son talking about his old school books.
Mum, where should I put my old school books? I've hardly got any space, so I need to get rid of some.
Well, they are sometimes useful when you want to check something, but Aunt Sylvia asked me if we could let your cousin Harry have them this year.
That's not a bad idea. I can always borrow one back if I ever need it.
All right, just put them in the cupboard in the hall for the moment, and I'll tell Sylvia to pick them up.
Okay, Mum.
Two. You will hear a boy telling his friend about helping at home.
Hi, Luke. Shall we go into town this morning?
I'd love to, but my mum wants me to help her move stuff. She's clearing out the garage and she can't do it by herself. We're going to look through all the old boxes of photos and toys. I'm actually looking forward to seeing what's there. It would be quicker if Jack helped, but he has to study for a university exam at a friend's house.
Yeah, my brother's always got an excuse too.
I think it's true this time. We can meet tomorrow, okay?
Three. You will hear two college students talking about a trip.
Hey, Pete. Are you coming on the trip to the mountains tomorrow?
Well, I signed up for it, and I even bought some new walking boots. Actually, I think they're a bit small, so I'll have to change them. But that's not important, because in the end, I can't go.
Why not?
I promised to take my girlfriend to see her parents. I got the wrong day when I told her about the trip, and now I can't change anything.
Oh, that's a pity. But you've got those boots for the next time.
I have.
Four. You will hear two friends talking about a TV series.
I saw that new series last night. It was amazing.
I know, it's really interesting, isn't it? The things that happen seem so true to life. In fact, they're a bit like my family sometimes.
You're not serious. They have too many problems to be true. But I agree the brother and sister play their parts really well.
Yeah, I think they're convincing. I'm looking forward to the next episode. I want to know what happens in the end to their friend who disappeared.
I reckon the sister knows where he is.
We'll see if you're right next week.
Five. You will hear a woman talking to a friend about a house.
So, how's your new house?
Well, it's okay. The kids have got their own rooms and my husband has put a gym in the garage, you know, with an exercise bike and other machines.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, but I prefer going out to the gym. It also means we have to leave the car outside. I don't really like leaving it on the street, especially because we live on a busy main road. I have to park it round the corner, but at least I can walk to the office.
That's better than when you had to take the train every day.
Six. You will hear two friends talking about a shopping centre.
Have you been to the new shopping centre yet?
Yes, I went yesterday. It's got loads of great shops, hasn't it?
Well, if you like clothes, but there isn't much else there. I think our area needs more places to eat. And I expected a cinema or something for entertainment.
You're right. But anyway, it's easy to get to on the bus, and there's a car park.
True. It only took me 10 minutes last Saturday, but I won't be going much. I prefer the local shops on the high street.